If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
So what does the Spirit do? He comes to change our character so that we can be good and gentle and long-suffering towards people. I'm not in punishment mode. I don't want to punish people. Why? Because God doesn't punish me. He corrects my behavior. He holds me accountable, but he doesn't punish me. Amen. Amen. All right, now watch. Why is this important? Why is this important? Because the Holy Spirit must also gift the church that Jesus is building. He does not only change our character, but he must gift the church for service. And he can't gift who's not prepared. Why would God, through the Holy Spirit, give you a gift that you can't handle your pride? So he deals with your pride first. Now, go over to 1 Corinthians 12 real quick. He says, what's the problem at Corinth? The problem is spiritual gifts without character. Spiritual gifts without character. There's an ignorance of the gifts that he seeks to correct here in chapter 12, and he seeks to correct character in chapter 13. So the Corinthians flowed in gifts. Paul stresses the prophetic. The Corinthians stressed tongues. Prophecy edifies, trains, and lifts. Tongues cause pride and confusion. You see what Paul is doing? Paul is trying to remove them from the things they are lacking in character. Amen. Amen. We're stressing gifts when we should be stressing character. How do you flow in your gift when you have no character? Amen. Amen. So Galatians 5 becomes key. Amen. Character. Now gifts. Now, about spiritual gifts, brothers, I don't want you to be ignorant. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1. I don't want you to be ignorant because you know that when you were pagans, somehow or another, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Why is that significant? Because Paul says you were always religious. And that religious concept, that religious attribute, if you will, led you to idol worship. And idol worship, idolatry, is not always in a God. It can be in things and or people. Okay? He says, so you were always led about. He said, therefore I tell you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says Jesus is cursed. So understand that anybody who puts down Jesus does not have the Holy Spirit living inside of them. Because Jesus said when he comes, he is going to take what I am and show it to you. He's going to lift who I am in your presence. He is going to glorify me in your world. So anyone who speaks negatively about Jesus, anyone who avoids Jesus, anyone who doesn't lift Jesus is not empowered by the Holy Spirit. When I'm invited to these ecumenical church functions and they say to me, well, we want you to give the invocation, but you can't use Jesus, I ain't coming. I'm sorry, Pastor Lambert cannot be there. Well, why not? You have significant ministry. We want you to be a part. You said Jesus wasn't invited. Now, how am I going to go somewhere where Jesus isn't invited? And I represent him. Lord, have mercy. Paul says, anyone who does not lift Jesus is not full of the Spirit. Amen. He said, nobody can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. See, that's why I don't go to political things. They don't even invite me anymore. Because I believe Jesus is Lord. And I believe that God is going to have his way. And I'm not getting on the losing side when I know who's about to win. Amen. But listen to what he says. There are different kinds of gifts. I want to show you something because this is great. Verses 4, 5, and 6.
Paul does something in verses 4, 5, and 6 that only John does and that only Jesus did. He hints at the Trinity. He says there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of services, but the same Lord. And there are different kind of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. This is the only time that Paul makes a direct reference to the Trinity. So what he's telling us is that all three of them are working to help the gifts flourish. But none of these will work without the character of Galatians 5. Now notice, he shifts from Lord and God to verse 7, Spirit. The manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. Obviously, I'm reading a different translation. The manifestation of the Spirit. So any gift that you have by the Holy Spirit is given to edify everybody. Not just you and your clique. It's for the common good. Do you understand the concept of common wealth, common good, common sense? That means that everyone draws from it. God doesn't gift you for you to create a kingdom. God gifts you to become an attribute of his kingdom. So he says here, to one, he says, there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom, the gift of word of wisdom. I need you to pay particular attention. We're going to unpack them more next week. But I need you to pay particular attention that Paul does not say that there's a gift of wisdom. There is no gift of wisdom. Wisdom is the result of age. Knowledge is the result of schooling. You can reject knowledge, but you cannot reject wisdom. Because you've lived long enough to have experienced certain things and you know not to go down that road anymore. That's why the old axiom is there's no fool like an. Why? Because they should have amassed wisdom. Notice now. So but the word of wisdom means that God gives you revelatory knowledge of an instance at that point. Let me separate these. He says, to another is given the message or the word of knowledge. So wisdom, knowledge, and discernment of spirits. Wisdom, knowledge, verse 8, and discernment of spirits, verse 10, are what we call the mind gifts. These are the gifts that work in the revelation area. And any revelation is supported by the mind. There is no gift of discernment. Discernment, again, is a natural thing. For example, you're walking down the street. You've been raised in an inner city setting. You're walking down the street. You're at 12th and Poplar, okay? And you're walking down the street, and you see 14 young boys on the corner, and every one of them have their britches down, and they have on Timberlands with no socks on, and you know, they're drinking beer, and they just, you know, you begin to discern that I might need to cross the street, right? That wasn't the Spirit of God revealing that to you. That was just discernment of your hood. You didn't need God to tell you, don't go down there. But discernment of spirits is the ability to determine what spirit is motivating the action before you. And it's nothing spacey about it. When you move in discernment of spirits, you're not sitting there like the bionic man. And everybody see your face all broken up while you discern what's going on. And people will see me sitting there sometimes looking at who's dancing around the altar, and they see my face. Darius says I put on my mad face. And I'm not discerning. I'm just looking to see who's down there. Because if it's somebody I don't know, you best believe I'm going to wink at security and say, y'all get on your post. Because I don't know that person down there dancing at that altar. They that might not be right. So these three mind gifts that the Spirit gives, they're for the church. Now, the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge are different. One tells you what to do, and the other tells you how to do it. How to do it. So when we flow in the word of wisdom, what to do, knowledge is how to do. And we often have people give us wisdom without knowledge. And so we leave frustrated. God said, go forth. That's wisdom. Go forth. Word of wisdom. And word means part, which means you can get the second part from somebody else. So you get a word of wisdom. God, oh, I see God telling you to go forth. But they don't tell you to go forth and do what? You see? So don't run until you have clear understanding. Don't run until it's clear. Get that word of wisdom. Thank God for it. Don't despise the word of wisdom. Don't despise it. Paul is not calling the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge prophecy. Prophecy's later. Prophecy is not the word of wisdom. It is not the word of knowledge. It is not discernment of spirits. We look for our prophets to tell us stuff that wisdom should be telling us. And so the Holy Spirit's task is to energize gifts in us so that we can, what? Find our place. Now, this is where the church has been woefully ineffective. We should help you identify your gift, then train you in usage of that gift so that God can place you with that gift. And we should also help you understand the difference between a gift to your local assembly and to the body. You can't use your body gift in your local assembly all the time. But you must understand how it flows. Jesus did not preach the kingdom to the Gentiles when he went outside of the borders of Israel. But he did heal them. He did heal them. But he didn't preach the kingdom to them. Why? Because it wasn't for them. But healing was. Because healing was the heart of God. The kingdom was a promise. And the Gentiles couldn't get the kingdom till Jesus died. So he never preached it. Because they weren't able to receive it, but they could receive healing. So to the body, the healing was available. But to the house of Israel, only the kingdom gospel was preached. You with me? So when you begin thinking after the Holy Spirit has cleaned you up, after he has made you what you need to be, he now begins to help you lock into your gifting.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
07516A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Bethel Christian Academy of Wincote has begun open enrollment for the 2016-2017 school year. Affiliated with the Association of Christian Schools International, this Christ-centered academy prepares children, grades K through 5, for educational excellence. Bethel Christian Academy of Wincote provides a Christ-centered curriculum, a state-of-the-art mobile computer lab, physical education, a STEAM focus on science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, music and interactive Spanish classes, as well as before and after school care, and much, much more. The Academy also offers affordable tuition and payment plans, and a 10% discount for all Bethel Deliverance International Church members. To enroll your child or for additional information, call 215-885-2585. Bethel Christian Academy of Wincote. Investing in lives today, ensuring bright futures tomorrow.